With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 29th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
I'm good. August 29th. Where the hell did August go? Like, isn't August supposed to be like the longest and hottest month of the summer? And I just feel like it just got here, and now it's I can't deal with this fast-ass summer, Taryn. I can't deal with it.
I don't know where it went. I think it... So somewhere in the Big Brother Nexus, it was just sucked up. But we are here at the end of August to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 71 in the house. 71 days.
To think that that was like the average length of a season back in the good old days. It's crazy.
Only a few weeks left here. Not much left. So we finally got some campaigning yesterday. Maybe not exactly what you would want to see from a campaign. Maybe a little too many condoms being used. But I guess that's not something you'd... Whatever. Anyway, we started the day. Nick is going to finally start his campaign. So Holly has put Nick on the block. Nick put Christy on the block. They're both remaining on the block. So it's Nick versus Christy. He hasn't been campaigning all week long. He's been practicing his campaign all week long. And I mean that genuinely. He has been rehearsing his campaign to himself. He has been like, okay, so I'm going to start with this. I'm going to go here. Then I'm going to do this. And he's been like word for word, spelling it out to himself, making sure that he knows what he wants to say and how to say it. And so he's going to begin his campaign. He's going to start with Tommy, which, massive mistake.
Yeah, Nick really did surprise me for the duration of this week. I honestly thought that we would see a bit of a fire under his ass, especially considering what happened to him last week and how Christy pretty much blew up his game. I thought if anything that would not have made him gun shy, that would have at least made him more passionate about staying and also sort of like, Christy sort of raised the bar for like what is deemed acceptable campaigning in that house. Sure, it was to your detriment. Sure, it wasn't like necessarily the best thing for your game, but I at least thought that maybe that would have given you the mental permission to go ahead and do something similar. And the fact that you're campaigning to Tommy when Tommy really should be somebody that you might even consider throwing under the bus is just, so you're already coming out of the gate swinging low and then you're swinging at the wrong ball. It's just, I'm very surprised, because I feel like we got to see a bit of like an explosive part of Nick. I feel like there's like a lion in there when it wants to be, you know, obviously in the bed with people, but like when it really matters most, he's a kitten. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, Nicole advised him to kind of use Tommy's name, and he didn't want to. And he doesn't. He doesn't throughout the day here. I really feel like that could have turned things around. He knows that Tommy is going for Jackson and Holly. That information is major and could majorly impact how Jackson and Holly see the game and see the decision to either keep or get rid of Nick. But he is not going to use that information. Not only is he not going to use that information, but he's also not going to, he's also going to talk to Tommy first. Tommy is his first stop, where he makes most of his points that he will later make throughout most of the day. We'll get to a little bit later, but he's eventually going to kind of give Tommy a heads up about what he will be saying to Jackson right. and Holly, which Tommy is going to use against Nick, of course. Nick starts it off again. He has rehearsed this pitch, and so he's presenting it like he is at school doing a school presentation, and he's got some flashcards, and he's like, all right, so let me just first point, and he has the like forced enthusiasm of his diary room sessions throughout all of the campaign. I put Christy on the block because you said that you would vote for Christy to go out over me. And I have been very loyal while Christy has blown up her allies' games. And if you vote me out, then this will be the third time in a row that you have voted out one of your allies when they're on the block, which is not a good look, Tommy. And Christy has said she will only nominate guys. And I can't say for sure that that's the truth, but I can say for sure that she said it. I am a better competitor than Christy, which means I am more valuable as an ally. If she survives this week, it's going to be her third week in a row that she has survived the third week in a row because that she survived. That would be ridiculous. That's crazy. She would definitely win in the end. Nobody can beat her. She is so good. She makes you feel like you're wrong even when you're right. She's like, Nick, come on. And I'm like, that's why I feel like it's best for your game to keep me. But I hope that, and if it's not best for your game to keep me, then don't keep me. But I do think that it is in your best interest to keep me in the game. And so that's why I feel like you should keep me here in the game. And also, I've been reading the Bible a lot, and I feel like God has deemed it that I am going to stay this week no matter what. So I feel like I'm destined to stay here no matter what. America validated my side of the story by voting for me for prankster. And so that's why I feel like I'm going to stay.
I'm like, first of all, I hate you for that. Second of all, it's just so bad. It's so bad. Especially, the strongest point here is that it's all to Tommy, and you're giving Tommy the opportunity to sort of, you know, combat every point that you make, and you're also keying Tommy in on a critique that he might have with the rest of the jury or going into jury. Like, this might be something that if Nick goes off into jury, this is definitely something that he's going to talk about when it comes to the shortcomings of Tommy's game. So now Tommy has that information to work with, and just all the more reason to want to send you out. It's just, it's so sad because Nick is acting how we all expected Christy to act in regards to Tommy. Like, Christy's never going to throw Tommy under the bus. Never. Not in a million years. Why is Nick acting like he's been the one that was dating Tommy's aunt? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So, get your head in the game.
You never honestly. Know with Nick. Maybe he had.
Hey, I mean, they obviously live all pretty close together, so maybe it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's just frustrating because I really wanted like this week to have some sort of like juice sparked into it because we already got like these kind of run-of-the-mill nominations. This is what Holly was going to do anyway, and he already made the bad decision of not putting Jackson up on the block next to him, and now he's deepening his debt by just making all the wrong campaign decisions. It's just, I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah, the best part here too is that Tommy is pushing back on much of what Nick is saying throughout the speech. So, like for instance, when Nick brings up that he heard from Jess that that Christy is only going to put up guys, he's like, I don't. Maybe she was lying, but you know, I know 100% that she said it. And Tommy's like, do you know she said it though? Did she say it to you? He's like, well, no. It's like, so you don't know 100% that she said it. Well, yeah, I guess not. And then they'll get into like an actual conversation for a second. And then Nick will be like, well, hold on. Let me finish. So the next one is that I am a better competitor. And so Tommy clearly not buying into this, but once Nick finally finishes, he is going to be like, you know, he's going to go into his sort of like, okay, now I'm going to do my thing. Oh, Nick, I'm just so obsessed with you. And I really wish I could vote for you, but that damn promise that I made. Oh man.
Yeah. That damn 7-year promise, that hashtag childhood friends promise. God damn.
Yeah.
Don't you just hate those meddling promises.
And so Tommy asks Nick, like, what? So, what's your pitch going to be to Jackson and Holly? Can I ask that? Tommy very clearly very nervous about what Nick is going to say to Jackson and Holly, because if Nick is thinking correctly, he would be throwing Tommy so far under the bus that Tommy never sees anything but the underside of a bus for the rest of his life. There's literally a point that Nick is like, okay, now I've finished my speech, time for me to go. And Tommy's like, well, I just don't want you to ever leave. I just want to keep talking to you about this and you. And also what you're going to say to Jackson and Holly. What are you going to say to Jackson and Holly again? And so Nick tells him a decent amount of his pitch to Jackson and Holly. None of it includes throwing Tommy into the bus. So not obviously he wouldn't exactly tell Tommy, but Tommy's trying to get it out of him. He gets some key points from Nick about what Nick is going to say to Jackson and Holly. So once the conversation does finish, Tommy goes straight to Jackson and immediately starts sabotaging Nick's eventual pitch to Jackson and Holly, talking about some of the key points that Nick will bring up and undermining them, and talking about how Nick is a bigger threat, and they both feel like Christy will have their backs, and like how things are looking good moving forward with them and Christy staying, and like this is the way things should be. You should feel comfortable with the status quo.
Yeah, I mean, and good for Tommy for doing that. I think that was obviously the right thing to do to maintain like the vote throughout the rest of the week. I feel like once you get it in your mind, and I hesitate to say this because we've seen how votes can sort of like really be very tenuous this season, all the way up until the beats cut off on Thursday. But I feel like in this particular situation, because Holly already made it clear, like I put Nick up before, it didn't work. I'm not going to put his ass up again if this is not going to be a fail safe to get him out. and, you know, Tommy really going to Jackson and doing exactly what you said, undermining all of the points that he was going to make, letting him, you know, sort of like let Jackson like sort of marinate with those thoughts beforehand. It just hardens all of it. There's a hard out on Nick now. There really is no saving him unless he does what he should be doing in throwing Tommy under the bus. But he just can't do that. He just can't do that. And instead, he'll let Tommy know that Christy making it to the end is a guaranteed win for him, even though Tommy probably already thinks that himself. And Tommy will deal with that later. But right now, you got to go.
Well, I mean, what he's telling to Tommy is that that he feels like Christy is a threat to win because of how good she is and how she's survived the week. I do think this is probably putting some doubt into Tommy's mind about, you know, a final. Not that I think that the doubt has already been put in Tommy's mind about him and Christy in the final two together. And honestly, if you're looking at this from Tommy's perspective, if him and Christy don't have an outside relationship guaranteeing that they can trust each other, it actually makes a lot more sense for Tommy to keep Nick around because especially given what's happened to them in the game, Tommy and Christy shouldn't be able to trust each other, which is why so many people don't see them as a pair anymore. And she now can probably beat him in the final two, which is not great, whereas Nick probably couldn't. She is also no longer a target in front of him. He would probably go before her, or at least could go before her if they get put on the block together. Whereas Nick is a target in front of Tommy and would probably go before Tommy. He's a bigger threat than Tommy. He's a better asset than Christy is in terms of competitions, both physically and mentally. Just only including the stuff in the house, I do think that Nick is the better person for Tommy, but because of that outside relationship, it makes more sense for Tommy to keep Christy around, and that's part of what's screwing Nick up and part of what's screwing, you know, the rest of the house up. But it's also, I think, an interesting perspective when you're trying to look at like what Tommy is trying to do.
Right. It's like Tommy was like, I mean, we talked about the last time I was on the update and him wanting to sort of play this Casey game. And I feel like in a way, Christy in some alternate dimension is a strange version of a Tyler, because she's out here wheeling and dealing, flipping votes, having tacos on Tuesdays and all sorts of stuff. And it's made her, now that she's sort of like come out of that, and maybe for tonight, again, a third time in the row, it makes her seem like she's this big, powerful player. And you're keeping her there because you're under the assumption that all of the antics that she's done are going to keep the target on her back. But now it's making a target is now turning into like a nice little, ooh, look, that's a winner for Big Brother 21. And you dragged her there because you guys know each other. And it's just, we talk a lot about how their relationship is such a big advantage for them. And it is, because in a way it still gets them farther into the game because they have each other to trust. But at the same time, when you boil their games down individually, who is going to be the one that is going to be getting the votes in the end? Is it you, Tommy? Because right now it's not looking like it's you. Right now it looks like you're kind of taking the back seat and she's out here doing everything else. And nobody's going to attribute it to the relationship that she has with you, because it doesn't even look like you guys are close anymore. It just looks like she's out here playing Big Brother. And it's very strange. It really is.
Yeah, I'm curious to know that if Tommy is starting to think about like, well, can I take Christy to the final two? And if not, who can I take? I would imagine he would be starting to look at Jess or Nicole, but I don't know. I don't know if he's thinking that. I don't know if he has it in him to actually cut Christy at the end, if that were an option. I think right now he's probably thinking, the chances of us actually getting there are pretty slim given my current track record. But I'm interested to know what's in his head. I wish we would get more diary rooms. But that's the thing too. I feel like he's, and maybe this is just me reading into it, but I also feel like he's not always super genuine about Christy in the diary room, knowing that she's going to watch this back and they have an outside relationship, that he's a lot of times like, oh, my hands are tied. I guess this might be the time to let. Oh, wait, she's staying. OK. I feel like and especially like that Zing segment that we got last night where where Tommy was like, really? You got her about chewing? It's not the crying, the manipulation, the manifesting, the psychic powers, the like the paranoia. Like, if, I was like, whoa, Tommy. I felt like that was a little bit of Tommy's chance to vent in a free space.
Oh, so that's what you, because I didn't watch the episode live last night and I was following people's tweets while I was at work. And I saw that you tweeted, oh, Tommy, tell us how you really feel. And I was like, what does that mean? But I guess that was in regards to that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. It's like he's sort of like playing this meta game, you know, where he's, you know, he has to worry about his relationship with her inside the house. And he has to worry about what she will see outside of the house. And it's just, it's a lot. And like, wow, yeah. Like, I mean, maybe there's a further conversation to, you know, just because we talked, the leading story is just how much of an advantage this is for the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess there is a bit of a conversation to be had about what kind of disadvantages you can accrue when you allow this relationship to sort of be more detrimental than beneficial. So
now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. So Nick continues his campaign. He goes to Cliff. He says his pitch to Cliff. Relationship. Our relationship. I targeted who you wanted to target. And then third is who becomes Christine. Okay. Got this. All right. Cliff, I'm not going to do it again. He says he's had Cliff's back. He's had Cliff's back. He could have put Cliff on the block, but he didn't. He put Christy up because Cliff said that she was his target. And if Nick goes home, then who becomes Christy and Jess's target moving forward? Because right now it's him. But if he leaves, what happens? Where do they go? Who do they target? That's a mystery, and it's not a mystery that you want to solve by going up on the block next week. So Cliff says, look, I appreciate the campaign. I will think about it. Ultimately, I'm going to do what's best for my game. I hope you understand there's nothing personal. And if I decide to go against what you want, then it's absolutely not personal. If I was voting personal, I would be voting to keep you, Nick, because you're a great guy. which this is what you tell somebody that you're voting out. And exactly. Nick should see that.
Exactly. Honestly, I hate when people say that. Like, I really hate when they're like, oh, well, you know, whatever, the, you know, I was supposed to house once or whatever. If, you know, no hard feelings if it doesn't work out the way. Just tell him you're going to vote his ass out. Or at least tell him, like, look, like, right now it's not looking too good. This is who I feel like you should talk to or whatever. Like,
see, that's the thing. When you tell them that you're not going to vote for them, that gives them free rein to throw you under the bus in every aspect, which is why, like, I felt like it was a mistake for Tommy to do that. You have to kind of keep them thinking that they might have your vote because then they don't feel comfortable throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I just feel like at this point, like, I guess Cliff should never really take chances because it is Big Brother, but I feel like at this point in the game, like, the relationship that he has with Holly and Jackson, while it's, you know, a little bit, you know, not 100% durable, it's like, I feel like in terms of this week, like, there is very little that Nick can do to, but I take your point.
There is also, what Nick is telling people is, I don't want to know. I don't want to know which way you go. I want to just let it be, you know, however it goes. I don't know why he's saying that, because nobody is just going to blindside save him. I know they did it once to Nicole, but it's not how the game works generally.
Honestly, when he was saying all of this stuff, I was like, I mean, this season has been kinder to us recently, but there are still a lot of irredeemable things that it has going for it, and it would just be so crappy if this prank wig did end up in a non-eviction after the piss poor job that Nick is doing right now in campaigning. You're already campaigning to the wrong people, and then on top of that, you're telling them that you don't even want to know, you want to leave, you just want to charge it up to the game and let whatever happens happen. But do you think that the heavens are going to shine a light? Like, Julie Chen is going to be like, by a vote of zero to nothing, you're staying in the Big Brother house? What? I don't understand this at all. It's like faux pas after faux pas after faux pas.
Yeah. I will say, I am starting to feel a little more maybe this will be a reset. Like, maybe this won't actually go through.
I'm thinking that what it is too, because the irony right now is just palpable. Like, I taste it. Like, and it's annoying. It really is. I know that they want the double eviction, but sometimes we can just let those double evictions go. If it means getting players out like this, let's just let it go.
Well, like, especially like last night, they had the recap prank on us. Like, I feel like,
yeah, they have to have another prank.
Like, they're really opening up the pranks on us rather than just on the house guests. I am starting to feel like maybe it is in the realm of possibility here. Maybe there won't be an eviction.
Oh, enough about that recap prank. Can we talk about how like lame that was? Like, if you were going to do that, you could have at least like opened it up and had it be a recap for Big Brother 20 the entire way through, and then did a say prank gotcha, because adding that last little bit of BB20 footage was like, what the hell are you doing? But whatever, I digress.
Yeah. I'm just putting it out there. All right, so Christy is going to talk to Jess, and she's going to campaign to Jess, and her campaign to Jess, it's typical campaigning stuff, but she says to Jess, I want to go to the final three with you. And I believe her. I think that Christy wants now, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy wants this also, a final three between himself or herself, Tommy, and Jess. She says to Jess, I could really see us being in the final three together. Not sure who the other person would be. You know, you, me, Christy, you, Jess, who knows about the third person? Definitely not, definitely Tommy or anything. I definitely don't feel that way or anything, but not sure yet who it would be.
Yeah, and I mean, because Christy does end up saying this to more people. But
she said it to Cliff, too, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it with Cliff.
No, I don't think so either. I do agree that I feel like Jessica is probably the best option because of the fact that, I mean, you know, she's, which is such a shame, like, because of the fact that she has such a good HOH, it's like, even with a good and perfect HOH, you can still become a goat. That's just crazy to me that she's literally, like, ever since then, she just goes right back down to where she was. I think that it's probably a good move to want somebody like Jessica in the final three with her in the final two, because, yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, who's gonna vote for Jess? Maybe Nicole out of pity. Maybe. But other than that, I really can't see it.
Yeah. Jess did give Nicole a great makeover. That happened yesterday on the feeds.
She did. I did see that. I saw her. Yeah, she looked good.
She did.
She looked good.
Yeah. She also talks to Jess about wanting to talk with her next week if they're in power, to discuss their options for targets. She's very vague with Jess about who she would target, but we know where she's leaning. So Nick is going to make his pitch to Jackson and Holly. He also talks to Jess and Nicole, but inconsequential. He finally makes his pitch to Jackson and Holly, and it's his condom pitch. He goes through with this one. He brings two condoms up in his pocket. And he basically promises that he will be a pawn for them. He will target who they want, who he will vote for them to stay. He will take them off the block, even if he's the one sitting next to them. He says, all right, and here's stands up and it's super awkward. Like, he doesn't, there's no performance in this at all. It's just like, all right, so, and then here's, let me just, it's condom. So this, oh man, these are hard to open. Oh, this is me. And he puts it on his hand.
Oh my God.
He's like, so this is me. So if I am here, then I am your condom. And I am going to, oh crap, I put a hole in it. So not like that. and Jackson Holly are just like awkwardly like laughing, like,
I just really need for Nick to come out of high school. I need him to come back to us. Please. Having like using sex jokes is not a personality trait, nor is it a viable campaign strategy. It's just not. Like, it, like, what the hell? I mean, it would have been funnier if you hadn't had the condom. You were just like, let me be the condom to your game. Like, I would have gave that a chuckle. But, like, this whole, like, I think that this is, like, interesting because there are a lot of good points that Nick makes throughout his campaign. There are some really good strong points that people really should think about. But I think that there is like a conversation that can be had about execution of how you relay those points to other people and what kind of performative nature you do need in the Big Brother house to get people to not only believe the things that are actually pretty true, but like want to like go with you and like follow through with those plans. And Nick just has, he cannot talk game. That's it. Like, he has no game talk. And it's, even with viable strategy, it's bad. It's bad.
And let's be clear, even without throwing Tommy under the bus, Jackson Holly should be listening to what Nick has to say because they cannot trust Christy. And I do believe that Nick would uphold this deal at least to some extent. Like, I don't think that Nick would put them on the block next week if he won. And that's pretty huge, considering that pretty much everyone else will, apart from maybe Cliff and Nicole,
right.
But certainly Christy. And so they should be hearing him out. He says, you can't trust Christy. I am better to my word than Christy is. That's, I believe, to be true. He says, you know, I'm not looking for a deal. I am making a promise. I am not looking to work with you. I am looking to work for you. Like, he is saying all of the things that Christy should have been saying and should have been living up to this week, but clearly didn't and hasn't. And I believe him a lot more than I believe Christy, but they believe Christy a lot more than they believe Nick, which is, it's not good for them because it's not
crazy.
Good.
Especially since like Christy really got a get out of jail free card this week with the being nominated by the prankster. Like, you know, now she can go into the next week being like, well, I did my duty. I went up on the block for you, even though she really didn't. And, you know, Nick is just like too little too late. Honestly. I mean, all of the, they've already heard this. They've already bought the Christy premium package. You know what I mean?
And, like, yeah. And then, as Jackson will later say, Nick really starts talking too much. And he starts saying, yeah, well, I mean, I guess if you were up next to Nicole, that would be the one thing. I'm not going to betray Nicole. But, you know, Tommy, he made a promise against me. I would have never done that to him. So Tommy is free game. But Nicole, I can't go against. And I told Nicole, if I leave, You have to work with Jackson Holly. They're the trustworthy ones. So if I do leave, please, please, please work with her. Please. She's so good. She's so loyal. Please, I'm begging you, please just work with Nicole. I really want you to do that. I told her to work with you. I really respect your games and I want you to win. I hope you know that, like, you have my jury vote. And even if this is like some sort of like reset or there's a battle back and I stay in the house, this is still on the table. I will still work for you. Like, I am still work. Like, This is okay. So it's, you're basically like we're firing you and you're giving us a severance package and you're thinking that that's going to give us incentive to not fire you.
And as soon as he leaves, he's like, that, well, that makes it easy. Like,
right. Jackson says he really should have said less. He's going to work with us even if he comes back into the game. That was like the biggest risk in sending him home.
And the thing is, if it is a reset week, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Oh, man. It's not good. It's really not good. I feel bad about giving him a 2. I should have just given him a 1 at this point because it was just not good. Not good at all.
Yeah. So he's gone. Jackson, Holly agree. He should have said less and they're going to send him home. They are in a perfect spot. Jackson, mm-hmm. and Holly say that we're protected on all sides. We've got Tommy and Christy working for us, going after Cliff and Nicole. We got Cliff and Nicole working for us, going after Tommy and Christy. You know, Jess isn't going to come for us when Christy is you know in her ear. You know, we've got Nick going home. We haven't lied to anyone. We haven't burned any jury votes. Everyone loves us. We're literally amazing. How did we get in such a great spot? Oh, it's because we've been playing so low key and in the shadows. So we've been doing such a great job. Jackson said, oh, I am definitely throwing the F out of this HOH competition. I want nothing to do with it. We are in such a great spot. Oh, man. Feel bad for Cliff and Nicole, really leaving them out to dry, but putting them in danger. Oh, sucks for them, but we got to look out for ourselves. We got to throw this HOH. Sucks for them, but what are you going to do?
It's like a cruel irony, like, having HOH for essentially 2 weeks in a row has given them the biggest case of HOH-itis that they feel so comfortable that they don't even want the HOH anymore. Like when I've had too much HOH. I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm full.
Man, it's been 2 weeks and nobody is targeting us. That's crazy. We don't even need HOH anymore. It's like, I can't believe nobody's targeted us while we're immune. So nuts.
Dumbasses, but I live for it.
So while this is happening on the other feed, you got Tommy and Christy talking about how Jackson needs to go. Christy wants to take that shot. They need Jackson out. He is too good at this game. He's too good at competitions. They need him gone. Now There is a flaw in their plan that Tommy would want to nominate Jackson and Nicole instead of Jackson and Holly because he feels like Nicole is not capable of retaliation, whereas Holly would be. And so he thinks he can maybe get away with like a Jackson and Nicole, send Jackson home, and then probably at that point try to pull Holly in to work against Nicole and Cliff. Obviously, though, that leaves a lot to be desired in the strategic realm of things. Holly's going to be pissed at you anyway for taking mm-hmm. Jackson out. And if you leave her off the block, that allows her to potentially win the veto and take Jackson down. And now they're both pissed and coming after you. I have to imagine that they won't actually go through with this plan, even though Christy agrees that it could work when she's talking to Tommy. Obviously, the idea is that Tommy's still trying to play a little scaredy cat. Like, I don't want to piss them both off, but you're going to piss them both off anyway. I just have a hard time believing they'll actually do this. It's like Jackson saying he'll throw the HOH, even though now he said it many, many times. I'm starting to believe he might actually do it. I don't really feel like Tommy would actually go through this. He must understand that it would really open him up to some bad things. But if he did go through with it, would leave Holly and Jackson an opportunity, a small opportunity, but an opportunity to survive. And that would actually put Cliff in some danger that maybe otherwise he wouldn't have been in, because if Holly wins the veto and takes Jackson down, I do believe Tommy or Christy would put Cliff back up on the block to replace Jackson. And then Cliff would go home over Nicole, probably. So that's a little dangerous for Cliff if they did go through with this plan. But again, I feel like if they think about it for more than 2 seconds, it's like Jackson talking about putting up Cliff and whoever it was last week, like putting Cliff on the block as a pawn next to Christie, and then realizing, oh no, that's stupid. I'm just gonna put up Sis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like interested to see, especially now that we know that it's going to be an HOH, an endurance HOH tonight. That's going to, a lot of people are probably seemingly going to be out of the running for that. I mean, we know that Holly would have probably been a good competitor in that. She can't play Jackson. I don't know, like they don't really do too well for, I mean, he wants to throw it anyway, but they don't, his archetype doesn't necessarily do too well, on this comp. Cliff's a little older, so his stamina might not be there. So, Jessica's a little, you know, larger, so it might not work to her benefit. So that kind of just leaves, Nicole and Tommy and Christy. And honestly, out of that, like, I really feel like the longer and longer that Tommy and Christy stay up on that HOH wall or whatever, and they think about what they need to do, I feel like they probably will just make the right choice in being like, look, we really probably should just go full throttle, especially with Christy. I could totally see Christy being like, let me just hit the HOH. Tommy drops off. And then Christy just puts up Jackson and Holly. I could just totally see that happening. And Tommy won't even have to worry about making that mistake for himself. So,
yeah. So, we definitely have an idea that it's probably an endurance competition. And so I'm thinking, you know, usually the endurance competition this late in the game, around this point in the game, it's usually the spinny one on the Tyler one. That they're hanging and they're spinning around, smacking into something. It's usually that one, but again, that one is kind of similar to the one they did already with the wires. Like there's a lot of wire play there, and we haven't done a wall yet. So it wouldn't surprise me if this was a wall instead, and we didn't get the spinny one. But we also know that they love the spinny one because they love the smacking and that, you know,
and the puking and all that.
So obviously that makes a huge difference, because on a wall Jackson has no chance, but on the spinny thing he actually could win. We saw Victor do really well on that one. Obviously Tyler won. Tyler's mm-hmm. not like a bigger guy, but he is a guy, like guys
he's heavier,
that are
he's
taller have a much more of it. Like tall guys are never going to win a wall, but tall guys can win on the spinny thing. So Jackson would have a chance. And then, but I do feel like regardless wall or spinny thing, Tommy and Christy are going to be the favorites heading into tonight if it is an endurance and we do see something that we've seen before.
Mm-hmm. I've been pretty vocal about being sort of like indifferent towards the end game. I'm sort of just here to watch everything happen as it happens. But I wouldn't mind seeing a Christy win for an HOH and seeing Jackson and Holly up on the block to let the HOH itis really run its course. I would really like to see that happen for them. So.
And the thing too with endurance competitions is that they can impact the plan going forward. So we know that Tommy and Christy currently plan on nominating Jackson and so on and so forth. But if the HOH competition comes down to Jackson, Tommy, and Christy, and Jackson like makes a deal with them to drop, that might discourage them from putting him on the block, and they might decide at that point, you know what, they are both couples. Maybe we can just get Cliff out and leave him later. We don't want to break our word. It would look shady for them to not accept the deal and then worry that he will win the competition. So that could impact how they move forward. People have been reluctant to actually like really just outright break deals. The only reason Christy feels comfortable breaking her deal with Jackson and Holly right now is because she feels like the contract is null and void, that they were going to put her up. And so she's already done her part. But if they made some kind of deal there, then they might actually change their plans. So we'll see.
Yeah. And that's very true. I mean, that the HOH comps, really the endurance ones in particular, really do allow you to sort of like, that's where a lot of like leveraging is done. You know what I mean? And cause you know, the other ones, you know, there's like an instant winner and then you have to, you know, politic, but you can really, if you can politic during the HOH, especially amongst an audience, so everybody knows that if you made this deal with this person and now you're going to go back on it, so now to the entire house, you can't be trusted, but I don't know. I'm still kind of hoping that Holly Jackson will get up there. So we'll see.
I mean, honestly, they so don't see it coming. They really need to understand that they can't trust Christy.
They really can't. They cannot.
So, Christy's going to talk to Cliff. She campaigns to him. She says that she basically tells him, you know, I would love to go to the final three with you. She basically word for word what Jess said or what she said to Jess. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely the kind of thing, like, you can absolutely promise people the same things. Don't use the same wording, though, because that's how you get caught. That's like if Cliff ever went to Jess and said, oh, yeah, Christy wants to be in the final three with me. Jess might be like, she might have told you that, or maybe you're lying, but she really means it with me. But if Cliff goes to Jess and he says, yeah, she said she would love that her and I would be great in the final three, and she's not sure who the third person would be, but that she would really love to see that happen. Like, that's word for word what she said. And then that's going to spark to Jess, like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. She said that exact thing. And that's what got her in trouble earlier in the game, Christy, is that she talked about her dream team with a lot of different people. And that phrase got her caught when people started talking about it. Like, oh, she said that I was part of the dream team. Oh, she said that I was part of the dream team. And because dream team is such a weird way to say that, it was very easy to catch on. So I don't love that she did that. Not that I expect her to really get caught here. Not that I expect it to really matter. But it's one of those things that I don't love. And then also in this conversation, even bigger error here is that she flat out basically tells Cliff, yeah, I'm gunning for Holly and Jackson. They need to be on the block together. That Jackson is a massive threat, and we got to do something about it. Let me just say this. I'm not feeling bound to uphold any deals I might have made in the past. And she's telling this to Cliff. If Cliff wanted to keep Nick, if he wanted Christy out, I think he could flip this vote easily. If Cliff goes to Jackson Holly and says, yeah, Christy came to me, she said that she does not want to uphold her deal with you, that she is targeting you, she's trying to get me to target you, like, they're gonna go, wait a minute, maybe she's lying to Cliff, but oh boy. Like, that's not good, and that would really, I think, cause them to reconsider the whole thing. She's really trusting that Cliff is not going to do that. Now, I don't think Cliff will do that, and he hasn't done it yet, because it is in Cliff's best interest for Nick to go home. Christy and Tommy being against Jackson Holly is great for him. If Nick made a deal with Jackson Holly and stayed, that's actually not good for Cliff, because that's another person that's not coming after Jackson Holly, and would probably come after him because he's not part of that deal. So not good for that part. Jackson Holly going against Tommy and Christy, that kind of war, that benefits Cliff. And also the Nicole of it all, with Nick gone, she has nowhere else to turn. She has to be loyal to Cliff at that point, and he needs her loyalty. So, it makes a lot of sense for Cliff to keep quiet about this, but Christy doesn't know half of those reasons, and I don't love that she's telling him this. It's not going to be the last time that she tells somebody something that I really don't think she should be. But he says that he hears what she's saying. He also sees what she does, and he just wants to make sure that he would be safe with her if she won. She says he is, and he says, that's good. I want you to stay. We're on board here. I'm with you. So it goes well for Christy, but unnecessary risks she's taking here in the final three stuff and exposing her targets.
Yeah, it's really risky, especially considering, I mean, you have, like, there's time for this to blow up. Like, maybe if you had, like, waited until today, maybe, you know, and I understand that maybe in her mind, you know, she just wants to make sure that she's staying on top of it. She wants to be the person that survives 3 weeks in a row. So she's, like, really being gung-ho about making people feel comfortable with her. So I understand the initiative, but it really is risky, because that all it takes is for Jackson and Holly to get one uneasy feeling, even with the HOHitis that they got going on. But all it takes is just one little thing, and that could we know how things switch up in this house that quickly. So it's a little risky, and it worked out in her benefit, not because of her doing, but Yeah, and I feel like that happens a lot this season. People saying things, saying more things than they should, taking unnecessary risks, but because someone else's once in the game happens to line up, they get away with it. And it's just like, you're not as great a player as you might think. It's just that your faux pas right now isn't necessarily bad for somebody else. So that's why they're keeping you, not because of what you said. So
yeah, so yeah. Then she moves on to Nicole.
And she
says the same things to Nicole.
Lo and behold.
Not as much. She is not as explicit with Nicole, which is good. But Nicole is somebody that definitely wants Nick to stay. And Christy basically says to Nicole, I'm willing to make a big shot, big move. I'm not looking at you or Cliff. I'm really looking to, I am not afraid to take that shot. She's heavily implying, obviously, who else is there to target? It's obviously Jackson and Holly that she's talking about. And she's saying this to Nicole. And Nicole could absolutely run back to Jackson Holly. Now, Nicole would be less credible than Cliff. And she was a lot more ambiguous about it to Nicole than she was with Cliff. But it's still a risky proposition. There's really no point in telling Nicole this. You know, Nicole is already wanting Nick to stay. She's not going to change her mind about that. Nicole is in a position here where she's just trying to figure out if she can cast a sympathy vote for him at this point. Nicole is not the make or break person that if you convince Nicole, all the dominoes fall. Nicole is one of the dominoes that has fallen. Mm-hmm. So I don't love really going all out here and exposing her target list, even to the degree that she did with Nicole. If Nicole was thinking like and wanting to play a more aggressive game, then she would absolutely be going to Jackson Holly and letting them know this. She already went to them and did her best before. And if she had had this knowledge before, she could have told them before and things might have gotten messy at that point. At this point, it's already looking like a done deal. And luckily, Cliff is in her ear saying that it makes sense for Nick to go home. So she probably is not going to go to Jackson Holly. And again, it's ambiguous enough that she probably doesn't feel like it's solid enough that she can tell them and make it work. But still, unnecessary risk that I do not like from Christy. And if there's any chance that the vote flips today, I think it probably has to do with this conversation or her conversation with Cliff. Or maybe Nick decides to throw Tommy under the bus, but that honestly feels less likely to me at this point.
Yeah, at that point, even if he did, it would just seem so like last ditch effort. You can't trust anything this guy says. But yeah, Cliff does say to Nicole, like, I don't think that you should say anything about what Christy told you to them because, I mean, as you said, he's trying to get Nick to stay in the house or he's trying to get Nick out of the house. So, And then, I mean, Nicole even like already tells Nick, like, yeah, it's not really looking good. Like, I don't think I can vote for you. Is it okay if I vote you out of the house? Like, so I didn't think that Nicole would even really put too much stock into it, especially being that it was so ambiguous.
Yes. So Christy's going to do more work with Jackson and Holly as well. Really just feeding into like, hey, we're working together, moving forward, us and Tommy really make a great team. It'll be great. Really just gassing them up for when she pops that bubble. It's going to be real hard. They are going to be so pissed.
They are really pissed. But I mean, you got nobody to blame but yourselves, honestly. Like it's so strange to me how Taco Tuesday was just the one thing that it took for them to be so Team Christy. And granted, like, and you've made this point before that they don't know just how dangerous she is with Tommy. They don't get the full extent of it. They don't like, so I can understand that, but still for, I mean, even outside of the relationship that she has with Tommy, you knew that Christy was coming for you and has been coming for you and has been vocal about coming for you. Like, You know that. I don't understand why you think that one little fiesta is going to change that for you. But all right, whatever y'all want to do.
It's really like the case of like it's like Sis who was used to being hot and everyone treating her great because she's hot. And then like when people don't treat her great, she's like, wait, why? I'm hot though. Like they are in power and now everybody is kowtowing to them and they're like, look at what we did socially. We're amazing. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that when you're no longer in power, that's going to change. Like, that's not how, you haven't done this yourself. It's because you have power. You can't forget that. When Sis says, "Oh my, fantastic social game," no, it's not that. When they say that they are playing low key under the radar in the shadows, no, you've been up in the HOH room 2 weeks in a row.
You've been in the tower, not the shadows. You've been casting a shadow on everybody else.
Oh man. We'll see where this goes. So Nick and Nicole do have a conversation. Nicole is trying to figure out if she should cast a sympathy vote for Nick. Nick says, "Don't, if I'm going, don't vote for me. It's totally fine." She's like, "Sure." He says, "Are really things really not looking that good? Like, what's happening?" She's like, "No, they're not looking good." And he's like, what the hell? My points were amazing. I had the best pitch ever. Why would it not work? They're really going to keep her over me. What?
I don't know, Nick. Why don't you go up there and do your little PowerPoint presentation on the HOH TV and go point by point again? Get your little spiel again. I don't know what could possibly have been so bad about your campaign that they are not deciding to keep you in the house. I don't know.
Who couldn't doesn't use condoms? That's basically what we got for you. Is there anything else you want to bring up, Amon?
No, that's it for me. I've just been in shock of like how bad his game has gone for the worse. But yeah, this is I'm excited about the HOH comp tonight. I love a good, you know, live feed endurance comp. They're always fun. I'm excited to see who wins. And that's
yes. it for me. I did notice that Dalton Ross has posted an article about Dan's funeral. It's an oral history.
I did see that. Yeah, Dan's I'm going to go read that.
It's very long, but it's very good. People should definitely check it out. Really, it really brings you back.
It really does. And I'm glad that people are still. Oh, sorry. A bee just got into my room.
People are still. Oh. I'm glad basically the reaction, right?
Yeah, essentially. I'm glad that people are still such fans of not only that moment, but of this show in general, to type up a 20,000 explanation as to what happened. They're still like breaking down that iconic moment of television. It just warms my heart. It's great. I love Big Brother fans. They're awesome.
Yes. All right. So tune in tonight. After the eviction episode, we'll see if there's actually an eviction. We'll see what happens. There'll probably be the start to some kind of endurance competition or something along those lines. I will be live, hopefully for the endurance competition or whatever, tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. But also make sure you tune into the podcast after the episode itself. Hopefully Amon won't die in the meantime.
Oh my God.
If you want, I will be retweeting the article on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find me there. Again, tune in tonight for the recap. Tomorrow I'll be back at noon Eastern to update you on everything that happens tonight on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Amon, are you okay?
It's in the corner, like crawling on the wall. So I think I'm okay for now. I think it's tired, but okay. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter by Attack of the Bees. Quick little plug. Adam and I don't know if any of you guys are you the One fans, but we just did score our first interview with a cast member. We recorded an interview with Danny. So if anybody is interested in that, hop on over to the MTV Wrap Up Recaps for that. With more interviews to come. Really excited.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And I will see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.